This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, November 22nd. Three ETNs that track oil are undergoing major changes. They're halting creations or delisting. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas has a warning.
And it's sort of like ripping the heart out of a product and just expecting it to operate normally.
The three ETNs from Credit Suisse, the Velocity Shares 3x Inverse Crude Oil ETN, ticker DWTI, and the Velocity Shares 3x Long Crude Oil ETN, ticker UWTI. From Barclays, the iPath S&P GSCI Crude Oil Total Return ETN, ticker OIL.
These ETNs, as a group, have over $2 billion in assets. Normally, when an ETF delists or closes or an ETN, it's got no assets and nobody cares. But these are massive.
Balchunas offers a reason why Barclays and Credit Suisse might be taking this step.
Basically, ETNs are issued by banks like debt. They're not really funds. And so they show up on the bank's balance sheet. So sometimes a bank can feel pressure that it doesn't want these assets on its balance sheet. This is speculation, but that could be what was going on here, because there's no other reason to do it because these are very successful products.
According to Balchunas, this presents a problem for investors as the ETNs trade with a new variable and won't just be tracking their underlying index.
In the case of the iPath Oil ETN, OIL is the ticker, they're not delisting, but they're halting new creations. So in the case of halting creations, that's like closing one side of the street. It doesn't allow for arbitrage. It doesn't allow for the price to be maintained close to the NAV. You have to have creations and redemptions open for an ETF to work properly. So you're going to probably see premiums develop. And when you see premiums, the reason that's bad is because it means the price isn't exactly close to what it's worth. And then you don't know, am I buying it too high or too low? It's again, it'll start trading like a closed-end fund. And there's a good reason closed-end funds stopped taking in assets when ETFs came around. They're a better structure.
The changes take effect on December 9th for DWTI and UWTI. The changes to OIL took place last week. Check with Barclays for more information. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.